Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we stayed on trend last night, I guess. We win in the NFL. We win in college basketball. We lose in the NBA. And they canceled the hockey game, so we saved money there. So when the dust settled, we win $54.50. We get the week off on a positive. And now we move on to the Tuesday card. We're in the NHL. It's going to be a good one. It is Minnesota and Carolina in Minneapolis. So we're going to play Minnesota minus the 1.5 over Carolina at a plus 180. The Wild are 10-2 at home this year. Last time out, they lost at Vegas 6-4. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes, they're a good road team. They're 12-4-1 on the road. Last time out, they lost to Vancouver 2-1. Both teams have 39 points so far this season. Minnesota is 8-2 in their last 10. So I'm going to take the home team, the Wild, minus the 1.5 at a plus 180. Next up, we go to the Association where we continue to struggle. And we're going to play the Raptors at the Nets under 216. So Toronto went over on us last night, but we're going to make them beat us back-to-back nights. The Nets are 16-11 to the under this season. I'm going to go under 216 between Toronto and Brooklyn. Now we go to college basketball, where our first game is our game of the day. We're going to play Memphis plus 5.5 over Alabama. So in the preseason, Memphis was ranked ahead of Alabama in most polls and publications. But oh my, how things have changed after 6 weeks of basketball. Alabama is 8-1 with wins over highly ranked Gonzaga and Houston. Their lone loss was to Rick Pitino's Iona Club. Meanwhile, Memphis is 5-4 with four straight losses to Iowa State, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Murray State. So Penny Hardaway is having a difficult time getting the talent to gel together, but they need this one bad. They have the home court advantage. It's big school versus little school. I'm taking the Tigers plus 5.5 tonight over Alabama. Next up, we're going to play UNC Greensboro plus 7.5 at Townsend. So the Tigers of Townsend are 7-4 this season, 9-2 against the spread with upset wins over New Mexico and Kent State. The Spartans are 6-3 with upset wins over Vermont and Northern Kentucky. Last time out, they got crushed by Tennessee by 40. Some models are actually projecting the Spartans to win the game, so that's enough value for me. I'm on UNC Greensboro plus the 7.5 at Townsend. Next up, we're going to play Mississippi State minus 9.5 over Georgia State. So Ben Howland needs to get things going in Starkville after losing back-to-back games to Minnesota and Colorado State, dropping the Bulldogs to 6-3. Georgia State enters this one off of back-to-back losses to Rhode Island and Mercer. Both teams have played Richmond this year. Georgia State lost by 16. Mississippi State won by 11. I expect the Bulldogs to respond to the challenge tonight and cover the 9.5 at home against Georgia State. Next up, we go to Chicago. It is Illinois of Chicago plus 11 over DePaul. So the Blue Demons may have found their best coach since Ray Meyer. Sorry, Joey. DePaul is now 8-1 after the big win at Louisville. Meanwhile, the Crosstown Flames are 2-6 after ending their five-game losing streak by beating Central Michigan by 4. This is a big Power 5 school at a mid-major. I'm taking the underdog. I'm on the Flames of Illinois of Chicago plus the 11. Next up, it is UT Rio Grande Valley plus 3 over Texas Southern. Yeah, I'm not good at names. Texas Southern upset Florida last time out for their first win of the season. Meanwhile, UT Rio is just 2-6 this season, but they are the home team, and they are hosting the team that just upset Florida. So I'm going to take them plus 3 over Texas Southern. Next up, it is Oregon State minus 6 over UC Davis. So UC Davis is 4-3 with a win over Utah State this season. Oregon State is 1-8 straight up and 1-8 against the spread. The Beavers haven't played since the 25-point loss to Arizona back on December the 5th. I like playing the Beavers off the extended break in this game. So I'm on Oregon State minus 6 over UC Davis. Then your final game on the card for the day is Pacific plus 4 over UC Santa Barbara. So the Gauchos are 3-3, coming off a 21-point loss to St. Mary's. Meanwhile, the Tigers of Pacific are 2-6, coming off a 12-point loss at San Jose State. So both teams have played Pine Bluff and Chicago State. Both won games by double digits against those opponents. The home team has lost 3 in a row, but they have won 2 in a row at home. So I'm going to take the home team, the Pacific Tigers, +4 tonight against UC Santa Barbara. So let's recap your Tuesday card. On the Frozen Pond, we like Minnesota, -1.5 over Carolina at a +180. In the NBA, we have the Nets and the Raptors going under the 216. Your college basketball play of the day is Memphis, +5.5 over Alabama. Your other games in college basketball, we like UNC Greensboro, +7.5 against Townsend. We're on Mississippi State, -9.5 against Georgia State. We like Illinois of Chicago, +11 over DePaul. We like UT Rio, +3 over Texas Southern. We're on Oregon State, -6 against UC Davis. And we like Pacific, +4 against UC Santa Barbara. So that's your card for a Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.